Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here, 560 WQAM. Very excited to talk to our next guest. Trains right down here in South Florida. One of the most fun, most talented stars in all of the UFC. Hanato Money Moicano joining us here. He's fighting this weekend, UFC 317. And he's going to be taking on Beneil Dariush, a matchup that was going to happen. But this man had bigger plans that kind of came to fruition the last time around. Money, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate you.
No problem, my friend. Thank you for having me on.
I'm sure you've thought about this a little bit, but like you having the stones to step into a championship fight, days, hours notice. Were there any regrets about it? Everybody wants a shot at the title on their terms with the full camp, but you having the guts to step up in that scenario. Like, were there any second thoughts after it was all said and done?
Not at all. I'm very happy that I had the opportunity. I'm very happy. What happened? I have no regrets. I have no regrets.
Well, it was a heck of a show, man. I mean, obviously shows a lot of stones. This was the matchup you were supposed to have on that card against Dariush. So what is that like mindset when you have to flip back to a guy that you were preparing for and kind of getting back into it?
It's the same. It's a fight, you know. I'm prepared. It's going to be a completely different fight because, like you say, I took the fight on short notice. But I was prepared. But now I think I'm mentally better, you know. And I think on the second training camp, I did better. I trained better. My diet was better. So I'm feeling 100% for this fight.
When you, like, you know, you get that opportunity, does it change your mindset at all as far as, like, hey, what the level is of what are the things you got to tweak to get to? I know that Islam's moved on to another division, but just an idea of being a championship fighter, like, did you carry anything from that experience?
Yes, that was a good experience for me to fight for the belt, to fight against Islam. And that was a good opportunity. That didn't went my way. But I hope I have another chance to fight for the belt eventually.
Same, man. I mean, it's always a party when Money Moicano's in there. So entertaining. So I want to get your thoughts on this. A couple months back, you were on the broadcast for Dirty Boxing on the Brazilian broadcast for it, and it was a new sport. I was broadcasting on the English side of that thing. What is your thought of that as a sport? Like, it felt like it was all action. The whole atmosphere was kind of a party. What was your experience seeing these first couple of Dirty Boxing cards?
I like a lot. I think that it is one more place that people can fight, right? People can watch fights, and I like the format. You know, I like boxing, but with ground and pound, and you have elbows and spinning elbows and punches. I personally love it, you know. What do you think? Do you like it?
Oh, dude, I think it's so cool. But the thing that was crazy about it was There was this one fight on the last one with Francisco Trinaldo fighting EC Moon, who was a boxer. And I think it was just crazy to see like a guy who's been boxing a long time finally have to deal with elbows. And I felt so bad because Trinaldo was like a damn buzzsaw, dude. I thought that was insane. And I think that that's such a funny thing with like, we always talk about the boxing and MMA, but man, I don't think the boxers, as great as they are with the strike, I don't think they realize like what it's like adding those tools. So that was, that's been really eye opening to me.
No, that's a very good, that's a very good point that you made, because exactly like you could tell the guy was a good boxer because he was on the stance, like he was, but then he was like that. You have an opening, you have a huge opening on the middle of your guard. And Francisco Trinaldo just destroying me with elbows. That was very impressive. And you know what is impressive than that? Trinaldo is like almost 47. I think he is 47. That's unbelievable. The guy is almost 50 and still fighting. That guy is just a monster.
You feel like you have any interest in fighting that long? Like with that, with like as long as you're healthy, or do you feel like?
I hope not. 47? No, I hope not.
Yeah. Obviously
47 like, is like 11 years from now. I feel old now. Imagine 10 years from now.
But there was a big retirement this week. John Jones announced that he's done. What was your reaction to that?
I was impressed. I thought he would fight Tony Aspinall. I think UFC offered him a lot of money, but it is what it is. I don't know what's going on with John Jones. There is this car this accident with the police. Yeah. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know if it was that, but it is what it is. I wanted to see John Jones versus Tom Aspinall. I really wanted to see, you know, if Jones beat Tom Aspinall, I think that would be like undisputed the greatest of all times. But now, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we all did. I think we all felt that way. And you never seem like you know what's going on with John Jones. I'm glad that Aspinall's got clarity, because is that got to be the hardest thing as a fighter? Just like the times when you're like left in the dark of like, hey, what the hell is my path? What's my future? Like, how is it dealing with that as a professional fighter when you don't have a clear plan of like what's coming up next or when it is?
Yeah, especially Tom Aspinall. Like, he fought for the heavyweight interim title and he won, and then you're supposed to unify the titles into, and then that was the whole whole crazy bullshit that was going on, like they're gonna fight this and that, and then you're just waiting and you're wasting your prime years of your career. I don't like that at all. I think John Jones should not have done that, but again, that's not me, that's Jones. He needs to he needed to think about that before. Now he's retired, so the UFC just will keep going.
As a South Florida guy, have you adopted the Florida Panthers at all? I see, you know, your boy Gilbert Burns, he's big into the South Florida sports. What about this money? Can we get you, are you on the Panthers bandwagon down here now?
Man, I have to tell you, I have to watch other sports. I just watch MMA. I just watch MMA. I have a podcast, MMA with Gilbert Burns, and I have all this stuff going on on YouTube. So I'm always watching fights and doing like videos. So I it's not that I don't have time, but I think I don't have a lot of people around me that watch other sports. So I've been living in Florida for a couple of years. So I go to the gym. There is all Brazilians or all Americans that watch fights. So I don't have friends that watch other sports, but I need to find other sports like hockey, right?
We need to, because we need to get you. You got to see. I need you judging some of the fights on there, because they get crazy. I mean, sometimes these guys are trying to throw punches while balancing on skates.
Hey, I have heard about they trying to now to make now a like an MMA show, but it's just hockey fights.
I saw some of that. Yeah, I saw.
What do you think about that?
I think it'd be fun. I think the thing that's crazy about it is it's a little bit like, I guess in jiu-jitsu, you know how like you got to grab the gi sometimes if it's a gi match, it's a little bit like that, like where like if you get the jersey and you get the leverage and you're trying not to fall on the ice, because it's kind of like once they hit the ice, the refs don't let them keep going. They try and break it up right away. But yeah. It's, I mean, listen, it can get gnarly, and especially if they don't fight, or if they're like, if you have a dirty skater and a guy's not looking, that dude will like crush you right into the boards. So you almost want to settle it sometimes with a fight.
Yes, that's true. And the guy that does that, he got a penalty for that, for crush the guy on the wall?
It depends. It depends if the guy has the puck or not. If it's just a dirty hit and he doesn't have, if he has like no intention to skate around it, you'll get called for a penalty. Or if you shove, like if he takes the stick and just mashes it into the guy's back, that'll get called. But sometimes they get away with it because the refs don't see it. So just give it a shot. You and Gilbert, I think, need to go get down to Sunrise one time next year. I think you'll like it, Money.
I will try.
So from this, has this camp gone completely smooth for you? Has this this whole preparation, like, what's the physical feel like going into this matchup?
Feeling great. Feeling really good on shape. My weight is good. Weight is going down. And I'm ready for Saturday.
With Beniel, like the fact that he hasn't fought in a while, though, he's got a distinguished resume. Like, is there any challenges of that preparing for a guy who hasn't fought in a long time?
No. I think even though he's not fighting on the last 2 years, he's still very competitive. He's still probably training very hard at the training. But I don't keep that in mind. You know, I just focus on what I have to do on myself. And Saturday, we're going to find out.
And then on the on your teammate there, Pantoja, defending for the belt there from ATT. What do you make of his matchup? How's he looked in the lead up?
Amazing. I was watching his sparrings at the gym. His wars. He always beating up people, and he's just a monster. The kid is a fucking monster.
He really, like, it's crazy. Like, do you feel like he's got the potential? Like, it's hard to chase down like goats and stuff like that. But man, he doesn't look like anybody's in his class right now.
No, yeah, I think probably because he is 125, people don't give him enough credit, you know. Because if somebody was doing that in the 45 or on the 70, like the titles and the fights, I think people would give him a lot of more credit. But since he's 25, I don't know, UFC, I don't know if it's UFC or the fans, but was the same thing with Demetrius Johnson, right? Demetrius Johnson had the same problem, so I think it's a weight division problem.
And you got Teporia moving up for the title fight here. What do you make of his move up to lightweight?
I think his Teporia is a very good fighter too. I think he is very good. I don't know if he will beat Charles. I don't know if Charles will beat him. I don't.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I don't know what's going on in that fight, but it's going to be an incredible matchup, and I'm going to watch live.
When do you like know it's the right time? Because you moved up from feather to light, so like when do you, I guess, know? Because so much is made of all these champs jumping and whatnot. Like, when do you know as a fighter that it feels like the right time to get out of a weight class?
That's very hard, you know, because people have been asking me to move. Long time ago, when I was afraid that 55 maybe people will be too big. I would be not competitive at the 155. But then you realize Man, it's the same, you know. It's not that different. It's not that different, you know. You need to give you some time to get stronger, to prepare yourself to move up. I think Topura probably did the right thing, and it's just a feeling. It's just a feeling. You have to go with your instincts.
Well, man, it's always a delight watching you. Go check out Hanata Moicano. Trains right down here in South Florida, so tune into his fight this week, UFC 317 against Beneil Dariush. Thanks for the time again, man. Really appreciate you.
Thank you, my friend. See you next time.
All the best.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.